Tom Rowe with the news for WGXC for Sunday, December 8th, 2013. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, Facebook pages, magazines, newspapers, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Palinville is one step closer to getting its own low-power FM radio station, while folks in Athens may have to wait a little longer to find out about their fate on the dial. Last month, the Matrium of Cybele Magna Mater Incorporated, a pagan-oriented nonprofit in Palinville, applied to the Federal Communications Commission for a low-power FM radio license, as did the jazz nonprofit Planet Arts from New York City and Athens. The Palinville group's application has been moved from, quote, received to, quote, accepted for filing, unquote, by the FCC, and the group should receive a construction permit early next year. The FCC announced last week that it would grant construction permits as quickly as possible to applications without any competition. The group, led by Catherine Platon, was the only local nonprofit group to apply for 102.9 FM in the area. In Athens, the application process has not gone as smoothly. First, Planet Arts, run by Thomas Bellino of Catskill, applied twice for two different frequencies, which is against the FCC's rules. On November 26th, the FCC dismissed the group's 93.9 FM application. The other application for 96.7 FM has just been, quote, received, unquote, by the FCC, and so far has not moved along even without any other competition for their frequency in Athens. Stay tuned. A distributed energy workshop next weekend in Albany looks at smaller-scale on-site power generation and also storage technologies for government, businesses, and individuals to operate in parallel with the utility grid. The New York Independent Systems Operators are bringing speakers and panelists December 13th to the Desmond Hotel and Conference Center in Albany. New York State Public Service Commission Chair Audrey Zimmelman deliver opening remarks, and panels include government programs and future initiatives, technology providers, users on behind-the-meter applications and customer motivations, market participants on the state of distributed energy resources and utilities, and end users of distributed energy resources on rates, regulations, and motivations. The Distributed Energy Resource Workshop is free of charge, but pre-registration is required by December 10th. Go to nyiso.com for more information. National Weather Service in Albany is predicting Sunday should have increasing clouds with a high near 32. Sunday night snow is forecast mainly after midnight with a low around 25. 1 to 3 inches is possible in our area. Monday, the snow turns to rain, mixed with snow and sleet different times of the day, becoming all rain afternoon with a high near 39. There's a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 8 p.m. on Monday night, then a slight chance of snow showers between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. with a low around 28. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.